Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Audio Secrets, lifting the veil on the world of audio recording. Now, welcome back to my booth, the end of another recording week. Yes, can you tell? I've been very busy. So, what have I been up to this week? Wow, I've been recording an alien erotica. I've never done an alien before. Yay! Not a proper alien. I've done sci-fi, but not a proper alien. So that was fun. So I will keep you updated on that one. But this week, I had a question last week from a listener, and I thought it deserved a bit more than just a straightforward answer. This is it, and give the answer. I'm relaxing. It's Friday afternoon and I can relax. I've done my work for the week. I've been a good boy, so I can relax. Yeah, and I told you. So the question was, I'm used to reading paperback books or hardback books, real handheld in your hand books. Sell me audiobooks. I made an assumption that everybody who listens to this podcast is obviously coming from the world of audio. They love listening to audio. And there is obviously a significant number of people that aren't there. They're here out of curiosity. They've possibly picked up a book at Amazon, a Kindle book, and then been offered the audio book and said, oh, I'll give it a go and see what it happens. Sorry, I do get very sore after so many hours of recording, so I have a habit of moving around a little bit just to get blood back in all the right places. So back to the question, back to the situation. Yes, there are a number of listeners who probably listen to me for the first time, certainly to the podcast for the first time, because they come through an unusual avenue. They might get a Kindle book and then Amazon, in their wisdom, says, buy an audiobook. We'll give it to you at a discount price. And they give it a go. And they find, actually, it's a bit different. But why is it different? Why do people make that leap? It's easier to explain with erotica than other books, but we will come back to other genres. But with erotica, the first thing that jumps to mind, of course, is that if you've got a book in your hand, you need two hands to turn the pages. One hand to hold it, one hand to turn the page. If you've got earbuds in, you're listening to me narrate to you, your hands are free to do whatever you wish. Not making any assumptions what that might be. That's completely up to you. The other thing, as particularly with erotica and with other emotionally based audiobooks, horror, thrillers, romance, anything like that, it adds a personal element. All these stories have one thing in common, and that is that they are very personality focused. They are very character driven. So reading a book, you have to read it, and you create, hopefully, through the author's words, you create these characters in your mind. Whereas if you hear them narrated, it's another sense. Suddenly, you're hearing it. It's coming in through your ears. And there's a lot to be said for that. There's certain psychological reasons about the sense of hearing. The sense of hearing and the sense of smell are the two memories which tend to linger the longest. You have a sound which, a piece of music, which over the years will bring back memories. Memories that you've long since forgotten. Smells do it as well, oddly enough, you know. You can get a smell and it can take you straight back to your childhood, just like that. But you didn't know that, did you? It's also the first sense to develop, sense of smell. There you go, a piece of useless information from Devlin Wild. But adding that extra sense into it brings a depth. Now, there's something very unique about listening to sound. Sound is basically vibrations in the air. So when you listen to me, when you listen to any narrator, you not only get the sound, you get the sense of touch. Because you can feel the vibrations, although you might not realize it, you are actually hearing vibrations through the earbuds. You are feeling vibrations within your ear. And that's what earbuds do. That is why audio is so powerful on an emotional level. It can touch into that sense of touch, which obviously other forms of delivering books just can't. You can feel the paper, but the paper feels the same independent of which book you're feeling. But every story is different. Every chapter is different. Every word is different because it's created by a human. That's the important thing. There's this relationship between you and the narrator. When you put those earbuds in, and okay, I mean, you could listen to me, you could listen to however and many other narrators you want, but you're going to get a similar relationship, unless you don't like them. There is going to be a relationship of some sort, though. You may not like them, and that's a relationship. You might like them, and that's a relationship. So when you hear a narrator telling you the story, there's a bond that forms between you and the narrator. And it's rather unique to audiobooks and audio recording generally. Audiobooks particularly because of the length of them. You listen to somebody for 5-6 hours, you know, then yes, you're going to develop a relationship with that person because you and them are alone in this world. This world that they're creating, that uses the author's words. But this world nonetheless. And to a degree, it's the same with all genres. I mean, we've gone through the emotive ones, but even the non-fiction ones. If you're listening to a book that's teaching you something, an explainer book, and you know, an educational book, you form a relationship with that narrator as if they were a teacher. Not to the same degree as being in a classroom, obviously, but you still create that relationship. And it's personal because it's in your ears, because it's to the exclusion of everything around you. You are focused on that narrator for that time. Yeah, and that will create a bond of some sort. I'm not saying, you know, to the degree to which it creates it, because that varies from narrator to narrator, to listener to listener, and from book to book. But there is that bond. And I think that's the interaction. The interaction that you just cannot get from reading a book. Because you are reading the story in front of you and you have to recreate it. When you're listening to a book, you and the narrator are creating this book. You are creating this story, this world. And that's where you're going to. So really it comes down to interaction. Intimacy. I don't just mean on a sexual level, I mean on any level. You know, there is an intimacy between you and the narrator. And a good narrator will take you into that world and make you feel like you are the only person in the world, because right there at that moment in time, you are. You are the only person listening on those earbuds, hopefully, to that particular story. Furthermore, when the words are flat on the page, when you just have a page that you're just reading, your brain has to take the time to interpret those words. You recognize them, you see them visually, and then your brain has to interpret them. With audio, you don't need to do that. It's actually a more relaxing situation. That's why a lot of people actually fall asleep listening to audio. because they don't have to think. It switches them off. It takes them somewhere else, and within 20 minutes they're sleeping. It's quite natural. It happens more than you think. So that's the basic element of it. What is the difference between audiobooks? Why should you try an audiobook over a Kindle? Because you and the narrator are creating a world. You have the narrator's interpretation of the book. You are listening to it and you are sharing that moment with them. And in your mind, you're recreating what the narrator tells you. It's also less likely to be disturbed. Think about it. You got earbuds in. You got someone speaking in your ears. You don't hear a lot else. It's very private and personal. And that makes it easier to become absorbed within the story. Provided the narrator has a good voice, of course, and tells a good story. If they don't, then you're pretty stuffed. You're stuck on an island with a person with a nasty voice. Ugh, that wouldn't be good. Yeah. So if you like, that's what's happening. You're going to your own private island with the narrator. And you're enjoying it. Well, why not? Why wouldn't you? It's got to be fun. So, now, next week, we got a new story on Wild in Bed. And yes, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but it's impromptu, so I never do at this stage, not really. I have some ideas, but we'll see on Monday. We'll see how good you are. If you have any requests, then by all means, email me. Devlin@wilddesires.com. And I'll do my best to satisfy your requests. And next Friday, obviously, we've got another end of show. I don't know if it'll be for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. We'll just have to see. So until next week, when I can get you into bed and into my booth once again, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.